There's a common notion today, I would say, that all religions, to some degree, are the same. They all lead to the same place. And though they may follow different paths, these paths all lead to that same place. These pluralistic ideas are a little misleading at times. We can get caught up in them. And there are indeed many ways to live our Catholicism, to live our Catholic faith within the tradition of the faith. One only has to look at all the saints to see that there are many different ways of following the Lord, many ways of living out different charisms within the church and spiritual masters to follow, and different ways of understanding how to approach the Lord. However, we shouldn't take this to mean that it doesn't matter whether we are Catholic or even Christian or not. To say that it makes no difference what religion we are or what belief system we follow is simply not compatible with our Catholic faith. That comes to us from the apostles and from Jesus himself. So Catholicism does teach that other religions have truths. There are truths that we can find in them, and many do have similar or even common values to those that Jesus taught. So there are these things that cross over. Yet this does not mean that they are the same. And it certainly doesn't mean that Christianity, and specifically Catholicism, has nothing to offer the world. The revelation of Jesus is distinct, it's unique, and it leads to a place where no other belief system or religion can lead us. The fullness of Jesus' teachings subsists in the Catholic Church. The tools that are given to us through our Catholic faith are a great aid to us if we make use of them. The sacramental life, the spiritual formation, all of these grant us access to Jesus in a way that is available only through the Church. Can't be found anywhere else. In today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter says a very clear statement about Jesus. He says, "There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." This is not insincere or unkind or insensitive or intolerant to say these words. It's simply stating a fact that the Church is always taught and believed. So it's important to reiterate this truth, I think, because in today's world, many Catholics are uncomfortable saying we have the fullness of the truth, the fullness of revelation. Jesus established one church, and that is the Catholic Church. They may not sound very tolerant of other ideas or other religions, but to say anything less or else is simply not in line with what Jesus himself taught us or told us. Some Catholics want to change the church. Some people outside the church are putting pressure on the church to change her teachings or her ideas. We even see, to some degree, some priests and bishops who are attempting to change the traditional teachings that come directly from Jesus, as if it's something we can just vote on or, you know, change on our own fancy if we want. It's our own doctrine or it's our own idea that we can change it, but this all comes from Jesus, and so it's not ours to change. So this notion that teachings of Jesus are just a place to start, you know, we can go anywhere we want with them, this is completely erroneous and antithetical to the faith in which has been shared with us by Jesus and his apostles. The minute we begin picking and choosing what we want and what we don't like, or even simply changing the emphasis that Jesus gives to us, we actually depart from Jesus. We're no longer following him. We have, in fact, left him and are now not his followers anymore, because we're actually going apart. We're going a different way. Jesus is the only path. He's the only path to heaven. Other religions may indeed have aspects of the truth. They may be precursors to the gospel message. This has been affirmed by the church. You know, if you look at the writings from Vatican II, the Council Fathers spoke about this clearly. So all of these things are good inasmuch as they are an aid or an assistance to coming to know the fullness of truth, which is Jesus and what he has taught us. So it's not possible to be saved through Buddha or a New Age spirituality or other religions, Hinduism, or for instance, or we can't be saved by Muhammad or other spiritual leaders. Now, that's not to say that God will not save people who follow those and have been exposed to those in their life and have come to see in them some truth, and they're seeking truth, they're looking for the Lord. He can use those things to bring them along, right? So it's not that they're evil in themselves, it's just they don't have the fullness of the truth. They don't have the fullness of the faith yet. We know God can save even those who are outside the visible bonds of the church. But if he does so through the merits of Christ and the church, not through anything else. So he applies those to anyone who is saved. Now, these may seem like unnecessary distinctions or points that theologians can debate, but which the rest of us maybe aren't too keen on or interested in. However, if we think like that, it shows that we are unaware of the uniqueness of Jesus' message, his saving message, which is what we have as Christians, as what we have as Catholics. Sometimes it is good to affirm the truths and beliefs that we hold in common with other faiths. It can be a place of starting a dialogue or starting to try to understand, how do I speak to this person? However, if we never discuss the differences or make distinctions about the differences, we can begin to forget that we as Catholics have a gift to offer the world, a gift that is precious and unique, precisely because it comes from Jesus and not from ourselves. We are merely the messengers or the heralds of what Jesus proclaims, the gospel, the good news. And this is why the missionary effort of the church is critical and must continue. If it really makes no difference what religion we are, or if we don't need to be religious at all, then why go through all the effort of trying to share the good news, the gospel? Why do we do that? So in many ways, the relativistic ideas about truth and religion that many people in Western society are operating under have stagnated the missionary effort of the church. If there's no distinction between Catholicism and other religions, why should we evangelize? And we can kind of see that if we look around in the world. It's like, well, they're all the same. They all kind of do the same thing. Why do we care? You know, we can kind of see that. That philosophy or that idea is at work in the world around us. It kind of undercuts then any evangelistic effort. If we have begun to believe that the Catholic faith is just one faith among many, or that they're all equal, we no longer will have the same urgency to proclaim Jesus. But nothing has changed on the level of essential truth. Salvation still works in the same way it has always worked, even in the early church. So it's not reality that has changed. Rather, our modern view of reality has been distorted or blinds us sometimes. We're floating in a sea of half-truths, erroneous philosophies, and even sometimes demonically inspired belief systems. So we need to seek clarity on these things. We need to seek guidance. We need a leadership and the light of truth that comes and is found in Jesus. In the bulletin this weekend, you'll find a little insert in there. Well, it's kind of a long insert, actually, so sorry about that. But it's from a document called Lord Jesus. And it comes from the Vatican, and it points out and kind of reiterates the belief that we have as Catholics that Jesus is the only path to salvation. So I'd encourage you to read through it. Ask yourself, do I agree with these statements? These something that I affirm? Do I understand them? And am I aware of the many contrary philosophies and ideas that are being put forward by popular culture that maybe oppose the Catholic or the Christian teaching? Do I recognize the difference? We have to train ourselves to be able to see the distinctions. Otherwise, we can easily be led astray. If it all seems the same to us, and we can't tell the difference, then which one is the right one? Which one are we to follow? When we're asked, or when we're put in a situation where we need to make a distinction, if we can't tell the difference, we're not going to be able to do that. So I think this might just help us, looking at that document or parts of it, just a selection of quotes from the document, might just help us to clarify in our own mind, this is actually what the church teaches when it comes to Jesus and how important that is. Jesus describes the good shepherd, and also he describes a hireling who works for pay. He says, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. So Jesus is the only path to salvation. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Therefore, our priests, our bishops, any ordained minister who does not affirm this truth, or who cares more about being liked or ingratiating himself with the sheep so that he can gain personal favors maybe or other things, he's going to lead us astray if he cares more about that than the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. Anyone who purports to speak on Jesus' behalf in his name but does not affirm the teachings of Jesus is doing harm to the flock. He's scattering the sheep. He's confusing the sheep. Unfortunately, we live in a time of confusion. There's a lot of confusion out there. And so many people are caught up in that. It's not a shame to have been misled, but now we have to look at it and say, okay, where have I been misled? How can I really come to know the fullness of what Jesus wants me to have? Anybody claiming to speak for Christ, we must ask, where are they being motivated? What is it that they're saying? Is it rooted in the truth? Does it come in the truth? Do they continue preaching Jesus and his apostles, what they spoke to us? Is it rooted in that tradition of the faith? Do they speak when it's hard to do so? Or are they silent when it may cost them personally to speak on behalf of truth and Jesus? Do they challenge us to become stronger sheep, more united to the Good Shepherd? Or do they merely speak soothing words that are empty of any salvific value? Of course, no priest is perfect. No bishop is perfect. But if they are a hireling, again, they care more about themselves than your salvation. Here again, the words St. Peter tells to us in Acts of the Apostles. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. Our good shepherd is Jesus. He's the one that we follow. He is the only way to heaven. There is no other path to salvation. Jesus is our Savior. Do I approach him as such? Do I give him the benefit of the doubt when it comes to my life? I can say for myself that I desire to be with the Good Shepherd. That's something I want. And I want it for his sheep too. I want all of the sheep to come to know the Good Shepherd and to be with him. But what is your desire? What do you seek? Do you desire to follow the Good Shepherd? Or do we go our own way? The choice is ours.